it's time to talk technology here on Radio Australia. Maurice Misolowski is our regular contributor in this segment. He's a business futurist and he joined me in our studios a short time ago. Maurice Misolowski, welcome as always.
Good to be here as always.
Well, love them or hate them, many of us have to use airports to get to those faraway destinations. You're looking at the future of airports and airport security, and there was a recent announcement in Australia to do with this.
There certainly was. So Australia has now gone to full body scanning, or will go to full body scanning, in November of this year. That doesn't mean we're going to have more people with gloves patting us down. It means that they've gone across to a technology that allows that to happen. So this is like a big closet, so to speak. It has a glass wall on both sides. The glass wall opens up. You step inside of it. You put your hands up like you were being arrested.
And this,
nice. Hopefully or not, though. Hopefully or not. That's the purpose. And then you'll stand there. It will do a full body scan, and then the other end will open up and out you'll walk. I mean, there are variations on it. Not all of them have opening and closing doors, but that's pretty much the way it works. And it's supposed to be quite a big throughput. In other words, happens quite quickly, in-out type operation. We're moving towards this because we have, as you said, this desire now to fly across the planet. Lots of us are up in the air. We know, unfortunately, all too well all the catastrophes that can happen when people take things on planes that shouldn't be there. And we're not talking about just excess alcohol or anything that's of that nature. So we really do have to do whatever we can do to protect ourselves. And this is what our government, Australian government, thinks is one step towards doing that.
Many other airports around the world already do this?
There are. There are quite a few in America. I think there's something like 63 or something in America that have it. There are not many in Europe because Europe still sees this as an invasion, or some places in Europe still see this as an invasion, and they're fighting through that legality of it. But there are hundreds of airports is the answer across the planet. And at the moment, this is seen as the gold card. This is seen as the way to go in airport security. So likely over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll see it become more and more common.
Some people say, well, this is preferred to the body pat-down, which some may say is that's even more invasive, some people do find, and not to mention awkward, uncomfortable, you know, invade your sense of privacy, your feeling of modesty, all those sorts of issues. But then I understand this: the Australian scanners are a little bit different from the U.S., scattered as well.
Yeah, it really depends on which country and which person is doing it. I did have a pat-down last week, not by choice, but wasn't that bad. A full-body massage would have been better. But and you're right, it was invasive. It was quite awkward, and you kind of have to turn off. You have to not think about it very much while you're being patted down. But again, I understand the nature of it, and it's something, you know, it's what you've got to pay, basically, to get on a plane today. But it is what it is, and we do need the security that's going to go along with it. But this is really only the first step on that road. This is today's technology today, but there are many things that we're working on down the track. There's another form of security that is being touted most probably 10 years from now, and this is a series of tunnels, so to speak. So again, think long booths this time, literally just walk in one end and walk down the other.
And the whole thing is a security scan.
Yes, and it most probably will go for, well, we don't know, but somewhere between about 10 and 15 metres perhaps, so quite a long tunnel that you'll walk down. And each one of them, we're told, and it's still too early to know for sure, but we're told what will happen is that our guards will then choose which tunnel is appropriate depending on who they think we are and what we might have. And each one of these has different capacity. But in the full tunnel, and we're told there'll be three, I don't know why we're that prescriptive, but everything I've ever read said there'll be three tunnels. In the third tunnel, should you end up with that prize, what you end up with is a tunnel that can smell. So it's meant to smell all the chemicals in bombs and other things. It's also one that uses radar, and it's one that uses scanning. So it actually has a number of technologies. And as you walk down the tunnel, each one of these technologies engages, does what it needs to do in order to test or see if there are things that aren't meant to be there, and then at the end would give a report to the person that would either then assume you can keep walking or do further manual tests.
It's amazing. How far away is that? Because that, I imagine, would also mean you would renovate your airport.
And that's one of the big issues. So what we're talking about is the technology's there. The prototype, it's been done. IATA, which is the international airport, the international airline industry and airport industry, have said that this is something that they want to see happen. So we have prototype, we have a way it will look, and we have a government body or a body anyway that says it's something to do. I think we're still 5 to 10 years away because of what you've said, the physicality of bringing it in. It's not as difficult, perhaps, because these can be freestanding. We don't actually need to change the walls or do anything physical,
right,
perhaps. But that's always the issue with airports, that obviously they're physical buildings, like many of the things we live in. And in order to make big changes, they can take 10 or 15 years for that to come through the infrastructure. So that's one way that we're going to go. And we are told, IATA is the Air Transport, International Air Transport Association, we're told by them that they want to see this in our airports by about 5-6 years down the track. So this is what they say is the golden standard and we should be working towards.
Humans tend to have a way of outwitting technology every so often. I mean, people have been trying over the past 10 years plus. It is a bit of good news for us that 9/11 hasn't been repeated yet, and I hope it never does get repeated. But, you know, they put in metal detection scanners. They can't detect explosive liquids. And U.S. manufacturers, I understand, are already marketing underwear that will get by that technology. So humans are always, you know, finding ways to outsmart technology. Do you think this gold star standard that you're talking about is going to be the end all of it?
No. Look, I wish it was, but you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what technology we've come up with, even if it was millions of years ago. Somebody is always going to make it their life's ambition to outwit it, to find a way around it. And you're right again about the technology of the underwear. There are lots of stuff you can do. There's lots of things you can find on the internet, and I'm not asking anyone to do it, but lots of things you can find on the internet that will give you some clues, they claim, as to how to get around these things. But we still need to try and do everything we can to stop as much of this as possible. The reality is, though, that much of the check that's done is in fact done by human beings, strangely enough. It's done by people that are trained to be able to see or look for danger spots. One of the best, or in fact the best airport in the world, we're told for this, is in fact the Israeli airport. And that's where many people go to be trained. We send our Australians, many people from Europe and America go there just to learn how to do it. And that's, of course, because they believe they have an acute need for this.
Yes, there is the no great prizes for guessing why.
There is a great possibility of terrorism happening. So they have spent much money and many decades making sure that their airports are as secure as they can be. When you fly through that airport, you often need to leave hours, literally hours, in order to be able to get through the queue and onto your plane. And a 3-4 hour delay is not unusual for that to happen. What you have there are highly trained professionals whose entire life is set up just to be able to spot people that they think may be untoward or people that need just that second glance. And as I said, used by many people around the planet as a place to go and train their own staff with. So we can never do away with people, but we have some interesting technologies as well. There's another technology that's riding around which came from England and is doing some of the discussion now. In other words, I don't know an airport that's put it in, but we're talking about it perhaps. And that's thermal lie detection.
Thermal lie detection.
Basically means, you know, when your mother used to tell you that if you were telling a lie, your nose would grow, or she knew when you were lying. That's what thermal lie detection, not that your nose is growing, but what it does is it takes a scan of your body, and when you're not telling the complete truth, your body heats up. There's actually a warmth that's created, and that's seen
because
as red.
Because you're nervous, maybe.
Yeah, you know, like the aura, if you've ever seen those pictures of the aura of a person, there's that little haze over the top of them. What this thermal lie detection does is it puts you in front of a screen, and if you're not telling the complete truth, the scanning, the colours change and there's a red, there's a heat that comes up.
Really? And it's not just because you're menopausal and you're getting a heat rash?
I don't know the answer to that. I actually think there might be some of that. And I also think that it would not be impossible to say there are a lot of anxious flyers. People are just generally nervous in being put in the spot. So I can't tell you whether, in fact, it overcomes that, but they say it does. I've not seen this one firsthand. They claim that they're able to program it so that's not the case. It takes into account all of those normal human foibles, but detects the lie, the thing that's not being said accurately. And they want to use this in the circumstance, obviously, where they're questioning somebody, where they're asking them that question. And it is very much just a new form of lie detector in that case. But there's also one being used now in Finland, which is the Bluetooth passenger tracking. Now, this is not necessarily being used for security in the way that we've spoken about now. But what Finland does, this is at the Helsinki Venata, airport, Vantaa Airport, I should say, they now go in, when somebody comes into the airport and they're carrying a mobile phone, they don't track them personally, but they track the signal of the handset. And what they're doing is watching the movements around the airport. What they're doing it for at the moment actually makes a lot of sense, and that is they're trying to predict when people are going to use various elements of the airport. So they know, for instance, that if there are a lot of people tracking around baggage check-in, that there's going to be a huge demand in a couple of moments at the international terminal in order to get through customs. So what they're doing at the moment is just watching people as they're going through, and they're predicting what the flows will be to make sure that they're able to offer a better service as people move through the airport. But what they claim is they'll actually be able to use this for security as well, to watch people, actually watch specific people as they work their way around the airport to see if they are in fact doing what a normal airport traveller would do,
right,
or not. And again,
so it's like a CCTV scan.
Yes, pretty much. But again, on this particular signal of your mobile phone, so they can track in on you. Again, they're not tracking you now, but they claim they have the technology to, should they be allowed to down the track, and could use it in that way.
The overall talk about increasing reliance on technology for security, there have been some concerning flags raised, including with the recent announcement in Australia about the installment of these scanners by November. Some politicians have said that this might be giving us a false sense of security. The more we rely on technology, the more human beings say, well, you know, technology's got the job now, I can ease off a little bit because technology's probably more reliable. What do you think of that?
I don't disagree in some ways. We certainly don't want to put up any sense of security for anybody. In other words, everybody should know that when they go through an airport, they're being looked at and watched. It is, again, the conversation of human beings, and the human beings will eventually decide for themselves whether this is purposeful or not. They'll decide whether they want to take it seriously or not. I'm hoping that we've seen lots of evidence towards it. I also know that we are flying more than we ever have and will fly more than we ever have before. By the year 2030, we're told statistically that we will have 12 billion people fly across the planet in that year.
Mm,
12
wow.
billion people. That's more than the number of people that will be on the planet.
Mm.
When we're doing that, and as much as we want to have safe and need to have safe airlines, we certainly can't have onerous circumstances at airports where we're holding all of that up simply from passenger movement viewpoints. That in itself would cause a disaster. That in itself could cause issues to occur. So we need to find more efficient ways, better ways of getting people through airports, making sure they're safe, making sure we can get on and off planes, but of course doing what it needs to do. And it's not always high tech. Now, South Korea actually has a really interesting way of doing it, and we have some of it in our airports. But South Korea has, and this is by a gentleman called Professor Byung-Chun Lee, What he has put together are the super sniffer dogs that we're so used to in the airport. And he started that in 2005, but he claims that his dogs, which come out of South Korea, are the world's most efficient dogs. They are, in fact, better than any technological gizmo or gadget you can put anyone through. His dogs can smell it from a mile away, as
I
we say.
I believe that, yes. Dogs are pretty smart.
Absolutely. So really, it's, I think, a mixture of all of them. It's changing our habits as well, as we have, unfortunately, over the last 10 years because of circumstance. We've learned to become a bit more accustomed to this. It's something that, as much as we don't like, we kind of accept it's the price for travelling. As I said, we need to swing back, find a way that we can do it, make it easier for everybody, and certainly get the outcomes that we want, because 12 billion people flying over the next 15 years or so is certainly going to take up a lot of time and a lot of effort.
I prefer dogs to body scanners, by the way. I'm just hoping it goes that way, because body scanning is still controversial. You know, those invasion of privacy, how much can an airport staff see of a person's body? I don't know if technology can get better at getting around those issues, because of the nature of what it does.
The technology that we're getting in Australia will not be able to show private body parts, nor will it show faces. So what we're going to see are haze. So it'll be a haze over all of those parts. And all it will do, we are told, is to show up if there is an abnormal something in that scan. But you're right to be concerned about it. Having said that, again, last week I was in Hobart and there were dog sniffers there, because they are very vigilant, obviously on security, but also on bringing in food and other things in there. And there were some people there that felt a bit untoward about dogs as well. Little children had some issue with it, and I watched some other people and they weren't all that comfortable with the dog.
And
a number of
people of the Muslim faith as well would have an issue with dogs sniffing them.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. I hadn't thought of that. Absolutely right. So, you know, everything has its good and its bad. Everything has things that people are willing to tolerate and not. We need a mixture of these things, as we've said. Most importantly, we need to make sure that we are all safe whenever we need to be. And if most beautifully, we could turn off the gene within each of us that makes us want to do this, or might want to make us need this kind of stuff, of course, that would be the Holy Grail. That's where we should head. But given that we're not likely to find that in the short time.
Keeping an eye on all things technology, Morris Misiolowski. You can find him at businessfuturist.com. We thank you very much, and we'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time.
Look forward to it.
When you've boarded a plane and come back. And
yes, yeah. Many times by then. And, of course, if you want to jump on, there's a new Facebook page as well. It's Business Futurist, and lots of postings and things there every day. So Business Futurist in Facebook.
All right, and you don't have to hop onto a plane to find that. Thank you very much, Maurice.
A pleasure.
Radio Australia, on air and online at radioaustralia.net.au.